Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake Kokorowski, a Badgers football reporter for Bucky's Fifth Quarter, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jake, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, a little cool, a little chillier than it was earlier this week, but you know, I'm enjoying this fall-like weather we're having so far.
So let me ask you this. Is that a big win on the road on Saturday night for the Badgers, or the fact that they just kind of eked one out? I mean, how did you look at that victory the other night?
I mean, in an environment like Kinnick Stadium, and you saw what happened last year with a number, you know, three or number four, like top five team in Penn State going down to the wire on, you know, having the last play of that game back in 2017 to defeat the Hawkeyes, and then what just Iowa did to Ohio State last year in that type of environment on a late afternoon game. Kinnick's just a tough stadium. With what was on the line and just, you know, there's still pieces of the puzzle that they're still working out, you can tell, and the offense still isn't efficient as you'd like or as hyped as it was heading into the season, and the defense is still, you know, working through replacing some starters from last year. But and to eke out a win like they did, to go on a 88 yards when they couldn't go 92 at home against BYU, you know, last week, I think it's a big win. I think it's a confidence booster. I think that series starting just under 6 minutes left in the game was a season definer, really. And you've seen Alex Hornibrook make, you know, those type of drives to lead the team down, and he found one of his favorite targets in A.J. Taylor. And I think it's big. It's a confidence booster heading into the bye week, and also a big win just for the fact that we're sort of in the driver's seat right now for Big Ten West. I know it's early on and a lot can happen, but, you know, Iowa and Wisconsin, those are, in my opinion, the two best teams in the Big Ten West, and now Wisconsin has a tiebreaker over them. So I think it's a huge win. I think it's a big boost going into the bye week.
I like how the Badgers responded coming back off of the BYU loss. Offensively speaking, I mean, granted, it's Iowa and they've got a better defense, but just coming off of that BYU loss, I still don't know what to make of that. I don't know if they were just overlooking BYU and looking forward to that game in Iowa, or if BYU just kind of had their number. What really bothered me was BYU just out-physicaled them at the line of scrimmage. Did you see it that way?
Yeah, I saw it that way. I agree with you on that. Going back to for the offense performance against Michigan, they're only 4-13 on third down. Against Iowa, they were 7-14. They moved the chains when they needed to against the Hawkeyes, to take the lead and eventually win the game. But like, with the Cougars, it just there was no consistency there, and they also didn't have a lot of. You talked about it too, being outmatched physically. I thought on both sides of the ball, you give BYU credit for that matter of avenging that terrible loss, that 46 loss in Provo, at the hands of the Badgers back last season. You know, they came in and, I think it's one thing where I was more surprised maybe with the offensive line because with so many, you have three All-Americans and then a freshman All-American for Wisconsin starting, you'd assume that there'd be a bit more physicality on their part, or you'd assume that better results would come, but you give BYU credit for attacking the line of scrimmage and making Wisconsin, try beating through the air, and also just containing Jonathan Taylor. He had a couple of runs, Derek Groshek and Kendrick Pryor had runs of over 20 yards against the Cougars, but Jonathan Taylor, I believe, only had a long of 15 yards. And so it's they bob him up there, and then on defensively, it's a thing where the motion sweeps against the Cougars, really opened up some holes. And uncharacteristic, too, where you had two 40-yard runs by Squally Canada off of that motion fake and then handing them off in like on his own run play. So I agree with you there. They were outmatched, I think, physically. But I think with that little jumbo package they had against Iowa, they showed that they can be physical, and they kind of reclaimed a little bit of that, that assertiveness at the line of scrimmage against the Hawkeyes.
So, looking at I want to start with the run game. How strong do you think this run game is right now? And is Jonathan Taylor still being kind of raising one eyebrow when it comes to the fumbles and hanging onto the football, or when did you just fully trust him and say, here you go do it all over again?
I think it's, you know, the past two games he hasn't fumbled, and he lost those first two fumbles in the first two games of the year. He's got, you know, four games of over 100 yards. Now, granted, he's, if I'm not mistaken, one of the highest, if not the highest player, and he has the most carries, you know, in the nation, right around that mark, when it comes to just getting the ball. But I think you have to trust him. I like what Taiwan Deal has done. He's only gained about 167 yards of all, you know, on the ground. He's averaging right around 6 to 7 yards per carry. He's been a great complement to Taylor. Derek Groshek, kind of that third down back now out of the backfield with some runs, but also, you know, he made a big catch against Iowa to help him with the chains on a 3rd and 5 on that big drive in the fourth quarter. But it all goes back to Jonathan Taylor. He's still a Heisman caliber back, and kind of, in my opinion, you kind of have to ride with that. And just, you know, I think the offensive line will help open those holes. I think he'll be close to breaking one, and we'll see what they do against the, you know, Nebraska defense that gave up a lot of points to Michigan on the road, you know, inside the Big House. So I think he's still run with it, and I mean, there's only so much you can do. It's, in my opinion, preach ball security, and he'll just, I think Wisconsin just have to deal with it going forward and see what happens. But I mean, he hasn't fumbled in two weeks, so that's a positive step forward and building upon, you know, going through the rest of the season.
Talking with Jay Kokorowski, the Badgers football reporter for Bucky's Fifth Quarter. So I want to go over to the defensive side of the football. They lose 7 starters. You got a lot of youth over there, some inexperience. I like what they've been able to do. I mean, obviously the BYU game is kind of the spoiler here, but they've been pretty stout. I mean, they're not getting pushed around. It's not as formidable as we saw last year, obviously. But how do you see the defense kind of, quote, coming around?
I like what I see. I mean, you're starting, you know, you have some redshirt freshmen in there, starting the defensive line, right? Matt Henningsen, Kenny Lyles at defensive ends. And Lyles is a former, you know, offensive lineman. He may still go back over there after this season, depends upon depth and what, you know, who develops at the Lions heading into next year. But, you know, they've held up pretty well. Say a lot of Mills back as a redshirt sophomore coming back off of surgery, and he's, you know, there's some more depth at defensive line. I like what I'm seeing with progressions. I would say the one thing I'm really kind of concerned is just the number of sacks and the pressure on the quarterback. It's something to watch. You know, they only have 3 sacks on the season, which, you know, it's Andrew Van Ginkel's got, you know, he's one of them. And it's Grant, he came back, he's in some third down packages in Iowa, but, you know, some of those offenses weren't necessarily conducive to getting a lot of pass rush, as we saw with BYU and New Mexico and Western Kentucky. But against Iowa, they really didn't get home a lot. They had a couple of pressures, but they didn't really get home. So I want to see more development out of, you know, can Zach Bond and Van Ginkel's healthy against Nebraska, can they get more pressure up against a type of offense that Nebraska runs? Yeah, that might not be as conducive as favorable to try to get some sacks, you know, as well. But I think that's one thing to look at. The secondary, you know, it was a rough game against Iowa where you get 125 yards receiving that, you know, a tight end, T.J. Hawkins, and a couple of 45-plus yard receptions. And I know Fan Hicks maybe didn't have necessarily the best game, but, you know, I think there's some positive signs. There's a lot of young players developing. I really like Scott Nelson and Dakota Dixon back in the secondary. I think that's a great tandem. I think the cornerbacks, for the most part, outside of the tight end of Iowa, kind of getting some advantages there, I think they've held up pretty well. And I think they're still growing. And with that view, you think, like you mentioned, Ryan Conley and T.J. Edwards talked about just, you know, especially I think it was Edwards and specifically post-game was saying he was looking, I think, in a little bit too much maybe. And Dakota Dixon had mentioned that on that trick play, that 31-yard touchdown pass off the wide receiver option, that really it was his bad call. So those plays were from seniors and they're kind of in their fault. Those are correctable, in my opinion. And so it's not just young players making mistakes and you just have to deal with them. It's the ability that their older players have, hey, that's our fault, we'll correct them. I think it's a positive sign, and they can build upon that heading into the final 8 regular season games.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. We will talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Jake. Talk to you soon. There you go. Badgers football reporter for Bucky's fifth quarter. That's Jake Kokorowski joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they'll treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're beginning to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.